Welcome, everybody, once again to the Roll Bama Roll podcast previews. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Kentucky Wildcats, a team that over the past two seasons has managed to pull themselves out of the basement of the SEC football ranks and really give a lot of teams fits, get to a couple bowls, and get their name out there again. So we're talking to Mr. Glenn Logan of A Sea of Blue, one of our fellow Sports Blog Nation blogs that covers the Kentucky Wildcats, and he's going to help us fill in a couple of questions on how the Kentucky Wildcats should be doing. Thanks for joining me, Glenn.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure.
All right, let's get started. Obviously, the biggest question is going to be at quarterback. It seems like that's kind of a theme this year with a lot of teams. Who is going to be replacing Andre Woodson this year?
Well, this year it's obviously we had that whole situation going on there with Curtis Pulley and Mike Hartline, and Will Fiddler was a little bit involved, but it looks to me like now that Curtis Pulley has been dismissed from the team for violations of team rules, it's pretty much Hartline's job. And he's the guy who's going to be running the show for the Kentucky Wildcats this year. He's got some big shoes to fill, as I'm sure you know. And with Andre Woodson being now a New York Giant, it's going to be mighty tough, but he's going to have to do it.
Well, Hartline has played backup a couple of years now, or at least last year behind Woodson. Like you said, he's got some big shoes to fill, but has his experience in the system and having played backup, is that something that makes you a little more comfortable about that transition?
Exactly. We are very comfortable, I think, here in the Big Blue Nation with Hartline's sort of maturation, if you will. What we're not real comfortable with, I think there's still a few doubts about his arm strength. He does have a strong arm. It's known, though, that he struggled just a bit with the long ball. And, you know, last year we had Andre throwing long balls down the field on everybody and doing very well. So, you know, we do wonder how that is going to change with Hartline. His accuracy, in the verticals has been somewhat suspect, although I keep hearing reports that it's improving. So I wouldn't say that we're really – super, super confident going in that Hartline is going to be, you know, the guy to step in and just fill Andre's shoes. But he seems to be a competent quarterback, and we do have a good stable of running backs behind him, and we do have an experienced offensive line.
All right, now let's talk about a little bit about the rest of the offense. Like you mentioned, you lose Raphael Little, who was an amazing running back. But Tony Dixon is still around. He's certainly an underrated kind of guy. And the offensive line returns almost completely intact. Now, at receiver, Dickie Lyons is back. He's always been kind of a number two guy. Is he ready to step in and fill those big shoes left by Keenan Burton?
I'd like to believe he is, and I know he's going to try. He's one of those guys that doesn't have blazing speed. He doesn't have the kind of athletic skills that Keenan Burton and Stevie Johnson had, but he does have this strange ability to get open and catch the football. And I say it's strange because sometimes you wonder how he gets the job done. But he's a sharp route runner, he's tough, and he gets yards after the catch. So those are the things that Keenan Burton did exceptionally well. Of course, he was hurt a whole bunch last year, and Stevie Johnson came in and did a fantastic job taking over sort of his spot as the number one option. And, of course, as you mentioned, Dickie Lyons did a good job there. But we do have weakness there. We got a lot of young freshmen who are stepping up. Matt Rourke from Tennessee, we were lucky to get him. He's a tremendous athlete, and he's really showing promise. We hope that Caius Langster comes back, but we don't know. We've got several other options coming in there. Mario Ford, if he gets healthy. E.J. Adams, he's a true freshman from Frankfort. We have questions at wide receiver. So, obviously, even assuming that Hartline throws the ball well, we're not real sure who's going to catch it. But looks to me like Dickie Lyons is going to be the number one option. And I would look for one of our one of our freshmen or possibly a redshirt freshman step up and be that number two option until these other guys get the feet wet.
Tight end was also a very big part of the passing game last year with Jacob Tammy, who I believe he earned all SEC honors for the last two years. Is that a position where there's some talented depth behind him? Have other guys gotten some looks there, or is that just going to be one more question mark that we're just going to have to wait till the season starts to find out what's going on there?
Man, I'd love to say we had a plug-in replacement, but there just isn't one for Jacob Tammy. We do have some experience there and some pretty good guys. T.C. Drake is going to be our number one option there. Maurice Grintner is going to be another guy who can really, he's a converted fullback who can step up. He can catch the football, and he can block, but, you just don't know if he's going to be able to really do the kind of things against the linebackers that Tammy was able to. In fact, you can almost be assured he won't. So I would say we're definitely going to be taking a step back there. Tight end, I mean, you just don't feel a Jacob Tammy. See, he was an unusual case. He was a converted wide receiver. We just don't have anybody that's able to step in and do the kind of things that he could do. So that's definitely going to be a big question mark.
All right, well, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball then. Just looking at who all returns, I believe it's 9 of 11 starters come back. And even though I wouldn't say that last year's unit was particularly impressive, it was at least a big step forward under a new defensive coordinator. Mr. Steve Brown is the new defensive coordinator, while Mike Archer before generally had Kentucky ranked at the bottom of the league in just about every category. With so many guys back, is this going to be a unit that can take another leap forward and maybe keep Kentucky in some games while the offense starts clicking?
We, Todd, expect this to be the best defensive unit Kentucky has had in recent memory. I mean, it's going to take a long time to go back to find a group that's going to be, I think, as good as this. This is really what I consider to be our first genuine SEC defense in just forever. These guys are good. They're experienced. You got Jeremy Jarman coming back, Corey Peters. Corey Peters was one of the rare four-star recruits that Kentucky got, and the offense, as experienced as the offensive line was, they couldn't do anything with him. He just set up a small condominium in the backfield during the scrimmage we had the other day. And he's just playing great. Travard Lindley, one of the better cover corners in the SEC. I mean, he's going to be right there. The other cornerback, we lost some depth there. One of our players, I can't remember his name right now, but he's out for a while because of an injury. And David Jones is going to have to step up in that position. But you got Marcus McClinton back at safety. We've got an outstanding defense, and I really really expect our linebacking core to just make an impression on the SEC this year. I don't care who they're facing. I mean, we have tremendous talent and tremendous depth in that linebacking core, and they are really going to, besides our defensive line, our linebacking core looks like, quite possibly the best we've had since I've been following Kentucky football. So our defense, Todd, looks like the best that we can put on the field in a very long time.
Look, Wesley Woodyard last year is top tackler. Great linebacking talent. He played on the outside. Who is moving out to fill his shoes?
Well, I think we're going to have Johnny Williams up there. You've got Micah Johnson, I think. I believe he's playing inside, but I'm not quite sure. Sometimes I get a little confused on those two guys, which one's doing what. But all three of those guys are going to be outstanding. Just really, we haven't been able to put this much talent together at Kentucky in the linebacking corps since even with Wesley Woodyard, we still you know, losing him, we still actually got stronger, I think, in the linebacking core, which is unusual, but I believe it has happened.
Well, let's just talk a little generally about Kentucky. I know I always get a little chuckle whenever I click over to A Sea of Blue and see you guys are talking basketball in July, and most people in Alabama just tend to forget that the game of basketball even exists until December. So usually a couple weeks into the season, we kind of, oh, hey, we've got a basketball team. So what has kind of become the general expectation up there? Is it gone from, woo, we've got football too, to like actually really expecting and hoping for a successful run out of football team for years to come?
I'll be honest, for me, it's been a bit of a challenge because I was a pretty much nothing but basketball guy for a long time. Really, when I came to Sea of Blue, I didn't know beans about the football team. And, of course, as a blogger, you have to kind of learn a lot about the football team as well as, even a little bit about the baseball team, which is something I never really followed. But realistically, our expectations now are mid-pack SEC. I mean, I'd love to tell you that, hey, I think we can beat Georgia and beat Florida, and, I think there's a chance we can, go down to Alabama and beat them, but it just isn't realistic to say that. We have improved a lot. We are going to continue to improve, I believe, under Rich Brooks and Joker Phillips. But, to be in the SEC, as you well know, it's just simply the United States' toughest football league. And we're not unrealistic. We know that it's going to take years and years of continued improvement, not just what we've got now, but more, to really get to the point to where we can actually think about even winning a division, never mind the entire SEC. So that's not really on our mind right now. What we'd like to do, if we could come away from the SEC this year, 500, it would be amazing in the SEC portion of schedule. I don't think we will. We'll probably win, I would say, between 2 and 4 games, depending on how, fast we plug the holes in the offense and if the defense actually lives up to its billing and if we avoid the injury bug. But realistically, we do not expect to win the league. What we expect to do is go to the Music City Bowl or any other kind of minor bowl that comes along and, have winning seasons. That's what we've come now to expect, is a winning season. Obviously, we'd like to do it every year, but we think we can realistically do it, maybe even as often as 4 years out of 5.
Okay, well, that's a pretty realistic expectation. Let's look at this year's schedule. Now, Norfolk State, Middle Tennessee, and Western Kentucky, that should just be 3 wins right there. Who else do you think would be the most likely victims to get y'all to a bowl?
Obviously, we hope to beat Louisville. That's a big one. Of course, we do have to go down to Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. And Louisville is somewhat maligned right now. With the new coach and the problems they had last year when they were expected to do really well off that the Orange Bowl victory in a year before. But quite honestly, we do think that we have enough to go down there and beat them, but it's certainly not a foregone conclusion. They're a good football team. We do believe that since South Carolina's coming up here, we got a good shot at them. I think we can obviously beat Vanderbilt. And, I'm trying to think of who else. Arkansas has to come here. And Arkansas, I think, is going to be a little down this year because they haven't really – they got a brand-new coach. And, well, we all know how brand-new coaches typically do. They typically struggle a bit. So we think we got a good shot. So that puts us at 3 SEC wins if we do that. And you never know. If we manage to knock somebody else off, we'd be lucky. We beat LSU last year. Everybody said it couldn't be done. It happened. So, maybe we'll get Georgia. Who knows?
True. These days in the SEC, anyone can just about beat anyone else. So you never know. Just keep your fingers crossed every Saturday.
There you go.
All right, just one more quick one. I'll let you get back to your vacation. As far as recruiting goes, I saw you guys have landed a couple of very highly touted quarterbacks over the past few weeks, and just kind of looking at that, has Rich Brooks really started building Kentucky, at least recruiting-wise, into the kind of program that he can hand over to Joker Phillips and they can continue building the talent that you need to at least be as successful as you described, at least being mid-pack and slipping up on some people at times? Is the recruiting base there and the talent coming in, is that significant? Is that sufficient to kind of maintain this sort of level of success?
I'd like to say yes, and I do believe yes, because Rich Brooks has done a good job of evaluating. You know, Kentucky historically and quite frankly for probably the foreseeable future is still going to have to contend with taking the leavings and scrapings of the rest of the SEC. I mean, we're recruiting in Georgia, we're recruiting in Alabama, we're recruiting in Florida, and, you know, those guys, you know, the Urban Meyers and the Sabins and everybody, those guys are going to gobble up the number one, the highly ranked, the five stars and the four stars in all those areas. And then you got Auburn there who's competing with us. You've got Tennessee up there stealing our own people right out of Kentucky. I mean, it's a very tough thing. We have done pretty well. We got Mossesowski from Texas, which was one of the highly ranked quarterbacks you mentioned, and because we got Morgan Newton from Carmel, Indiana, another one. But realistically, we do not expect to be able to get that level of talent in all the time. We do need to. We need to get, you know, three or four of those kind of guys every year in order to be able to compete in the SEC. Yeah, we can compete with three stars and so forth, but winning in the SEC takes more talent than that, and it's going to take time for Kentucky to win enough to attract those kind of players. We're having some success, as you see in the two you mentioned, Mossesowski and Newton, but we still got a ways to go, Todd.
All right, Glenn. Well, thanks for talking to us. Give us a quick overview of what to expect out of Kentucky this year, and I'll let you get back to your vacation now. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to me.
Todd, it's been a real pleasure, and thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, you still there? I guess not. All right.
Goodbye.